today on NFL Fantasy Live. These fantasy stars may have gotten you to the big dance, but are you bold enough to bench them in the biggest game of the year? Find out which studs you should sit in the championship. Plus, you may think you've got your lineup all set, but don't hit that submit button just yet. Adam Rank's list of likes and dislikes are here to show you the light. And just because you're out of the playoffs doesn't mean your fantasy season is over. We reveal our top players for daily fantasy leagues. This is NFL Fantasy Live. Welcome to NFL Fantasy Live, the official fantasy football show, of the NFL. Matt Money Smith here with Mr. The Admiral Akbar Gabacha, the Amila, and Fantasy Hall of Famer. We like to call him the Hoff, at least I do, Michael Fabiano. Remember, you can always tweet the show year-round with your questions at NFL Fantasy. Gentlemen, we have two games on NFL Network Saturday, tomorrow. Do not forget about that. Set your lineup. Eagles, Redskins. 4 p.m., you went 1-15 this year. 4 p.m. Eastern, followed by Chargers, 49ers.
Put my record out there in front of everybody.
Right on Front Street. Right on Front Street.
All right, I got you.
How about it, Fabs? Let's get started here. Just give us one player. One player that you would start in that Eagles versus Redskins tilt.
There are actually a few, but Mark Sanchez is a guy that I think could put up 18 to 22 fantasy points in that game. The Redskins pass defense, no bueno.
Okay, how about the evening contest, Akbar? Chargers versus 49ers. Give us one player you'll start.
Chargers versus, let me carry over the three. No one.
Nobody.
The math didn't add up. All I carried over the three, too.
Let's get right into it then. If you aren't starting anybody in that contest, let's talk about players you would bench championship weekend that have otherwise been productive all season long.
Now, I just mentioned Mark Sanchez, right? Yeah. I would play Mark Sanchez over Russell Wilson this week. And I know Russell Wilson's been one of the best quarterbacks in fantasy this year. He's fourth in fantasy points among all players. But he has 7 touchdowns and 6 turnovers in 5 career games against the Cardinals. 14.2 fantasy points per game on average in 2 career road games in the desert. And the Cardinals have allowed the 9th fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks this year. He isn't like Andrew Luck, for example, or a guy like Drew Brees, who is almost always going to give you 15-plus fantasy points. His floor is a little bit lower when the matchup is tough, and the matchups don't get much tougher than playing in Arizona.
Yeah, it is remarkable what the Cardinals have done this year. The players they have lost, Todd Bowles just blitz, 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 and they cannot be beat, and then blitz again when you're done with that. Akbar, you're going to stay with that
in that same game with the same Todd Bowles notion that, you know, you talk about blitz, the run blitz, and so on and so forth. So Marshawn Lynch is another guy that I would look to say, hey, look, I don't think he's going to put up the same type of production. We saw what he did in the run game in their game previously this year. He only had 30-something yards against them. Now, of course, he did have 8 fantasy points. That's because he was involved in the passing game. But this defense is outstanding. They bring a lot of pressure, and they can stop them. They're not afraid of a guy like a Marshawn Lynch. And if you look at his production, he's had 1 rush touchdown in the last 5 games. And so you look at what the Cardinals doing, same thing. They've allowed 1 rush touchdown in the last 5 games. So, look, I don't think that's a bad combination. I don't think it bowls well for Marshawn Lynch.
I'm in 4 championships, and I have him in 2 of those, and I have to play him.
Well, I guess Akbar is saying bad news for you. Hey, should have picked up Toby Gerhardt and started him. He would have got you 11 points. We'll have more
starts. I'm not playing Toby Gerhardt over the beast mode.
Marshawn Lynch going to get you more than 11 points? We'll find out. Starts and sits later for now.
It's been a rough
latest
week.
News, we throw it over to Marcus Grant and Adam Rank.
I'm in so much trouble.
Thank you, Money. We are here as always, getting you caught up with all the news and notes from around the National Football League. We'll start in Dallas, where on Friday, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones told 105.3 The Fan he's, quote, pretty positive DeMarco Murray will be able to play Sunday against the Colts. Murray has been limited in practice this week after undergoing surgery on his left hand Monday. So, assuming DeMarco does play, how concerned are you, Rank, that he could be on a limited snap count?
Oh, if Dr. Jones says he's cool, then what concerns would I have about this? I imagine DeMarco Murray will play and he'll have a monster game, and we'll be talking about it much like we talked about Emmitt Smith back in the early 90s when he have like his
shoulder.
It's like his arm was, you know, amputated or something. I don't know. Google it. It was a harrowing story or something like that. But Murray will have a monster game, and he'll be good, and we'll be looking back a couple of weeks from now wondering what the fuss was about. This guy's going to be fun.
All right, well, we'll go with that then. Staying in the NFC East, though, Giants running back Rashad Jennings missed practice again on Friday. Jennings has been dealing with a lingering ankle injury that caused him to leave last week's game against Washington after just one carry. With Andre Williams gone in most leagues, is there somebody out there that you think you can grab off waivers for insurance this week?
Yeah, go get Toby Gerhardt. Oh, wait. You missed the boat on that one. I guess Andre Williams would probably be the next guy up, but I really don't care for the matchup. So if you've been waiting around for this one, you're in a little bit of trouble. There might be somebody like Jonathan Stewart on the waiver wire, but there are not going to be a lot of options this late in the season. I'm telling you, Toby Gerhardt, we said it yesterday.
Right.
Toby Gerhardt was the play.
Ah, too bad. If only you had a DeLorean with a flux capacitor.
If only we had a TV show, we could have told some people on Thursday. It probably would have helped out.
Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones missed practice again on Friday and is listed as questionable for Sunday's game against the Saints. Jones has been dealing with a hip injury he suffered in Week 14 against the Green Bay Packers. Earlier this week, Coach Mike Smith said he's confident that Jones will play Sunday against New Orleans, but Julio hasn't practiced all week. So, Adam, how concerned are you that Jones might miss your championship game?
I would be very concerned about this one. If guys don't practice on Friday, that's a bad situation, because when they usually play on Sunday, that means they're going to be a bit of a decoy. So if you had Harry Douglas last week and Harry went out there and did work for you, start him this week. It's a great matchup against the Saints. They give up tons of fantasy points to most teams and quarterbacks unless they're helmed by Jay Cutler. Otherwise, you can go out there and have some good success against them.
You know, last couple seasons, Harry Douglas has been a nice pickup.
He's fine. Yeah, he's a great option. Don't worry about it.
Go for it. It's not looking good for Colts wide receiver T.Y. Hilton to suit up on Sunday. He missed practice again on Friday, and like Julio Jones, Hilton is listed as questionable. However, Colts head coach Chuck Pagano said Hilton is a special player. Don't count him out just yet. Hilton has been dealing with a hamstring injury he suffered last Sunday against the Texans. Should you bank on Hilton playing Sunday because of Pagano's optimism, or are you making some insurance plans?
I enjoy his optimism, but I really can't trust Hilton this week with that hamstring. Again, if these guys aren't practicing on Friday, especially with injuries like hamstrings, which always seem to flare up, even if the guy wants to give it a go, he always seems to go out and re-injure himself. There's usually not a lot of happy stories about a guy battling through these type of injuries. So if you need some insurance, you could actually, if Harry Douglas is out there and he's an option, right, you could go pick him up. But if you got to wait because it is a later game on Sunday, if you want to wait and go pick up Dante Moncrief. But that's where you're at.
All right.
Dante Moncrief.
Week 16. We're down to the nits and the grits at this point. Cam Newton could return this Sunday and is listed as probable against the Cleveland Browns after missing last week after suffering two fractures in his vertebrae from a car accident. Panthers head coach Ron Rivera was impressed with Newton's recovery all week and said they'll have a better feeling on Newton's status on Saturday. So assuming Cam starts against the Browns, do you trust putting him in your lineup with the championship on the line?
You know what? I would look at some other options or some other guys available on the waiver wire. I really like Alex Smith this week going up against the Steelers, who have allowed the most fantasy points to quarterbacks over the course of the season. But Newton being back does make me feel better about Greg Olsen, Kelvin Benjamin. Jonathan Stewart will probably run the ball a little bit more because they want to protect Cam a little bit more than they have in the past. So it's good for the periphery guys, not necessarily starting Newton.
Who'd have thought we'd get to week 16 and we're talking about Alex Smith starting for championships, right?
That's true.
Things you never
certainly
would have said back in August, right? One last quick news item. Bills running back C.J. Spiller has been activated from injured reserve after recovering from a broken collarbone, and he's listed as probable for the game against the Raiders. Do you dare start him, or are you concerned he could eat into Fred Jackson's carries?
Nope. This inspires Fred Jackson, and you would have to be some sort of contrarian to even say that you would ever think of starting C.J. Spiller.
So you're starting C.J. Spiller.
No. I have somebody else, some bespectacled man in mind.
Oh, yeah, that guy. He might do it, too. Speaking of which, we'll get back to him in a second. But be sure to set your DVRs for our late airing of NFL Fantasy Live for all the latest injury news and updates for your roster. Check us out 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific, right here on NFL Network. For now, we'll throw it back to that bespectacled gentleman. I can say that. And the rest of his friends.
I am so winning the championship with Toby Gerhardt and C.J. Spiller. Blake Bortles, Charlie Whitehurst, state quarterback showdown of the ages. Titans get on the board first in the first on third and goal. Whitehurst to Mr. Washington for the 8-yard touchdown. Titans up 7-0. Fist pump, Charlie Whitehurst. 10-0 into the second. Jags have it. Third and one, Mercedes Lewis.
There he is.
UCLA. He's still in the league?
Yeah.
Go Jackrabbits. Four-yard score. Jags down 10-7. Later in the third, Jags knocking
Watch
again.
How excited
first
he's going to get.
Goal.
Touchdown.
Tommy Gerhard. We knew it was coming. It only took to week 16 yard out following a defensive hold to put it at the one there. Jags go up 14-10.
Oh, Gerhard
finishes
Watch Todd Middle on this one. Watch Todd Middle on this one.
Yeah.
Go, go. He's going.
Started by no one. What was that?
That was the high
sound.
Step. That was the high step.
You know what, Akbar? You should actually get into play-by-play. That was a great call.
Oh, thank you. Michael Jackson.
At the end. Todman, 13 points, by the way.
Was.
And then there was that. Titans trying to come back. Whiter just misses.
Gosh.
Delaney.
That cost fantasy owners 7 points, including this one.
Yeah, Walker ends with 5 points.
Wide open, Akbar.
Here are your fantasy leaders.
Now, this is the wrong Washington. I thought Washington. Nate Washington was going to ball out, but it was Leon Washington, his cousin. I don't know if it was his real cousin.
But. Why you got to be like that? His last name's Washington.
Delaney Walker could have gave you 17
You'll take 17 points. You will take 17 points from Charlie Whitehurst if only Charlie Whitehurst gets more points than, say, Peyton Manning this weekend on Monday night.
When do you leave for New Orleans,
Toby,
by the way?
Toby, I leave tomorrow. Gerhard, 53 rushing yards and a touchdown. Someone heading into this season that a lot of people thought could be a nice RB2, but it did not work out that way. However, if you played him in your championship, he got you those 12 points. Does he have any value? In 2015, knowing that the Jacksonville Jaguars are certainly going to have to address that offensive line, this was not so much on Toby as it was. Those holes never open for Jacksonville.
I don't see it. I mean, I like the upgrade that they did with their interior line, bringing in a guy like Zane Beatles to help with that interior push. But I don't see it for Toby Gerhard. I mean, outstanding when he was at Stanford.
The Vikings,
even with the Vikings. But, you know, as the number one running back, he just didn't show me enough. He didn't show me that he had the ability to burst through those holes like he did in Minnesota. Maybe it's the offensive line, but I say stay away from Toby Gerhard.
This is likely to be a backfield committee with Gerhard, and Denard Robinson will be back. You got Storm Johnson in there as well.
They may even draft a running back. Who knows?
Yeah,
but, it could happen.
Marquise Lee was not part of that vaunted rookie class of receivers because he was beset by injuries almost all year. But since he's returned, he has put together a couple nice games and shown that downfield speed we saw with the Trojans. Any interest in Marquise Lee next year?
Yes.
He's going to be a late-round pick. But remember, Allen Robinson is going to be the wide receiver to draft from Jacksonville going into 2015, assuming Justin Blackmon isn't reinstated.
Well, Blackmon's reinstated. That obviously, I think, increases the value of Marquise Lee.
I don't know.
And I'll tell you why.
That decreases the targets, though.
Well, it decreases the target, but I can tell you one thing I know for sure about Marquise Lee. He is a big playmaker, and he has the potential to be one of my big-time, primetime, showtime, all-time big-time players.
What about Cecil Shorts?
Cecil Shorts?
Other side of the ball.
He's there, too.
Before he gets on a Cecil Shorts rant. Other side of the ball. Bishop Sankey led the Titans with 14 carries, 44 yards. Fabs, you liked him at the start of the year. Did not work out.
No.
Moving to next year, though, Akbar, I'll flip it to you. You think Sankey is the feature back for the Titans in 2015?
You know what? I don't think he's going to be the back for the 2015. He will be that guy starting, but I don't. We're talking about fantasy implication. I don't think that he has a lot of fantasy implication. They need a whole lot of work there. They need to solidify that quarterback position first and foremost.
And they're going
to
draft a quarterback.
And they're going to draft a quarterback, and then we'll see what happens with Bishop Sankey. But right now, I put a big question mark on Sankey. I don't want to title him or put him in a box. I just have a big question mark on him.
There is a big question mark, but you just said it. They have so many other needs. Are they going to really focus on running back? Hey, Sean Green is over the hill. Sankey probably at this point is the favorite to start next year, but
he has a skill set. He will be the starter. He has a skill set. They got to shore up everything else around him.
I would say if you want an indication, because they lost that game, they will now be one of the two teams to coach in the Senior Bowl. So if you see a running back get a little loose down there in Mobile, and then you see the Titans draft that running back, beware of Bishop Sankey, because it means that coaching staff perhaps fell in love with one of those kids they were coaching up that whole week down there at the Senior Bowl. Still to come, that fantasy championship, just one more win away. Do you have what it takes to make those tough lineup decisions? Well, our experts are here to show you the way. Plus, are you bold enough to start one of these players in your fantasy championship? See why we say you should take a chance on one of our super sleepers when NFL Fantasy Live returns. It's time now for player comparisons presented by SAP. as we welcome you back to NFL Fantasy Live. Matt Money Smith here with Adam Rank and Marcus Grant. Gentlemen, we're going to get interactive and answer some of those roster questions that we have been berated with on Twitter. It's championship. Yes, it is championship weekend. We want to help you hoist that trophy. So, rapid fire. You know how we do this, guys. All right. A minute on the clock. We're going to rip through as many of these scenarios as possible. I'm waiting to see the minute. There it is. Alex Smith at Steelers. Johnny Manziel at Panthers.
Alex Smith all day.
Alex Smith. He's in all my daily league teams.
Yeah.
LeGarrette Blount versus the Jets. Dan Heron versus the Cowboys.
Dan Heron.
I'm going Boom Heron.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Sweep. We got 2-0. Isaiah Crowell versus the Panthers or Lamar Miller. Versus the Vikings. Ooh, I like this.
I'm going Lamar Miller.
Yeah. I like Lamar Miller, yeah.
All right, yeah,
I wish there was more controversy.
Who put these together? These are garbage. Fred Jackson versus the Raiders or Doug Martin versus the Packers?
I want no parts of Doug Martin. I'm going Fred Jackson.
Fred Jackson. He's inspired whenever C.J. Spiller returns.
That's a good point. I'd go C.J. Spiller just
stop
for the heck
it,
of it, right?
Stop it.
In championship
stop
week, how do you not go
stop
with C.J. Spiller?
Stop.
Just like you should have gone with Toby Gerhardt last night. Roddy White versus the Saints or Josh Gordon versus the Panthers?
Roddy White.
You know, it's a sweep still. I'm going Roddy White. I want no parts of Johnny Manziel right now.
Whoever put these together.
Do we even have a production
Jordan meeting? Matthews versus the Redskins or Brandon LaFell versus the Jets?
Whoever Marcus isn't starting.
I'm a little Brandon LaFell. I like him.
All right, look, it's clean sweeps. That's good. Top 10. Here we go. Top 10. Tight end rankings, according to our experts. This is the average aggregate, however you want to describe it. You see Delanie Walker? Not bad. 5.4 could have been a lot better had Charlie Riders, I don't know, not throwing the ball outside of Duval County.
Duval County.
Rob Gronkowski, no surprise, number one. Jimmy Graham, number two. Julius Thomas, though, has not been good lately since his return from injury. So do you trust starting him? Because you can't start anyone else. It's the Monday nighter in Cincinnati. Would you roll with JT?
Actually, I wouldn't, just because I'm worried about Peyton Manning throwing the football, cold weather in Cincinnati.
How cold is it going to be?
I don't know, but cold enough that it will be an issue, I think. And they haven't been throwing the ball effectively lately. It's been all about C.J. Anderson in the running game. I'd probably find another tight end this week.
One last time on primetime to show that he still has that gun there. He can sling it.
What is this gun you speak of?
I expect Peyton Manning to go out and throw a bunch of touchdowns this week.
Yeah, and plus it's also options. What other options do you have at the tight end position? Maybe there's someone sleeping there on the waiver wire, but it's probably unlikely. Hey,
what are you going to do? Are you going to pick up Scott Chandler?
Jason Morrow.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize Jason Morrow was on the
when
table.
When NFL Fantasy Live returns, we'll get a little defensive. Our experts reveal the top fantasy defenses to stream if you want to win the title of fantasy champion. And we'll help you balance out your fantasy budget. Find out how to get the most bang for your buck in daily fantasy leagues right after this. If you think your fantasy season is over, it's not. Now you can continue the fantasy season throughout the NFL playoffs and have a chance to win the trip of a lifetime to Super Bowl 50. It's called NFL Playoff Challenge. Sign up today at NFL.com/playoff challenge. Welcome back to NFL Fantasy Live, presented by Bose Money here, joined now by Marcus Grant, the Hoff, Michael Fabiano, and Akbar Baja Biamila. Akbar, it's time for your favorite topic.
What's that?
Defenses.
Defense. Okay, let's go.
Well, you like eggnog most, but we're not going to talk about that here. Yeah, they have that now. It's okay. Gluten and lactose free. Here we go. Streaming defenses this weekend for the championship game. Look, the waiver wire is closed down, which means you have an opportunity to pick up one of these particular defenses because a lot of teams do stream defenses. So, Akbar, get us started. A D that you like this week to put up, we'll say... Let's set the floor, gentlemen, at 7 points.
Then the Miami Dolphins would be a good pick. I mean, going up against Teddy Bridgewater, remember, this is an offense that they've thrown a lot of interceptions, the fifth most in the NFL. And when you look at the pressure that the Miami Dolphins, they bring, they're in the top 10 for sacks right
Works
now.
For me.
37 sacks on the year. You look at their defensive ends, they're bringing a lot of pressure. Teddy Bridgewater is still very young, and I say this about the young quarterbacks because they don't have the ability to read defenses like some of the veteran guys. So when they see pressure, they start getting happy feet, so they start moving around. I see those guys, and you get those secondary group like Brent Grimes.
I was waiting for
come
it.
On.
I was waiting for Akbar to do
on.
His Brent Grimes mention. I knew it was coming.
So, and all in all, I like these guys to really have put out a good performance.
All right, from the AFC South to the NFC South. Fabs, you like the Panthers?
I do, and the Panthers have been playing better defense lately, especially on their home field. And they get to play against Johnny Turnover this week, right?
I know.
Who didn't have,
what's his name?
5 fantasy points last week, something like that.
He had a half point.
Whatever it is. So I really see the Carolina Panthers defenders doing the money sign a lot this week. And it's not because Matt Moneysmith is going to beat me in the championship. It's because they're going to sack Manziel and pick off Manziel. Pick up the Panthers if you need to stream a defense.
All right, how about it, Marcus? Where are you going?
I'm going to Green Bay. I'm going with the Packers right now. First off, I'm sure they are stinging over that loss last week to the Bills, and they need to get wins in order certainly to stay in that number 2 spot in the NFC, maybe a chance at the 1 seed. But more than that, they're playing the Buccaneers, who have just been a mess offensively. You see the 25 takeovers that the Packers have this year. Certainly the Bucs are no stranger to turning the ball over. I expect Clay Matthews to line up all over the field and get after the quarterback in that situation. I think the Packers are a good spot to bounce back this week against Tampa.
I am going to ask a series of rhetorical questions, so gentlemen, please be quiet as I do it. Do the Ravens close the season strong? Yes, they do. Are the Texans a passing team? No, they're not. Have the Ravens allowed just a single rush TD in their last 6 games? They have. This is the absolute lock defense of the week. If you want a floor of 7 points, look at this stat. 10-plus fantasy points in 4 of the last 5 games, and they're going to be going up against a quarterback that was just plugged into Bill O'Brien's offense this week. They stop the run. They're going to ask a quarterback to throw because no one's going to be able to run. You're talking about a team that has the second most sacks the last 8 games. This is an absolute no-brainer unless you're Fabs. He's got them and the Eagles. And, Fabs, you're going to sit them. You're going to sit them and you're going to play the Eagles because, darn it, you're not going to be able to take my advice. You're not stealing that great analysis. If you've been knocked out of the fantasy playoffs, your season does not have to end yet. Daily leagues are all the rage these days, and understandably so. Let's talk about some of our top starts for Week 16 in those daily leagues. Now, these are based on a $50,000 budget. Fabs, you like Alex Smith because he's got a very sweet $5,600 price tag.
Exactly. Not only is the price tag right for only $5,600, but I'm playing him in a traditional championship this week because of a matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've allowed the most fantasy points to quarterbacks over the last 4 weeks. They've also given up 10 touchdown passes in their last 3 home games. And Alex Smith, he can give you headaches from time to time, but more often than not over the last 4 weeks, he has given you a floor of about 15 fantasy points. So, Smith, traditional leagues, pick him up. You can play him. And in daily leagues, he is a great value.
I'm predicting 7 touchdown passes to only wide receivers this week.
I hope so.
Marcus,
I need it.
You're going with a budgeted player here. Robert Griffin at $6,100.
Absolutely. I feel like that's a bargain for him, especially coming off the good game he had last week against the Giants. And I know that in terms of fantasy, the Eagle defense has scored a lot of fantasy points, but a lot of that has been being opportunistic. Turnovers that turn into touchdowns. Punt and kickoff returns for points. But they give up chunk yardage. Plus, still have another issue of DeSean Jackson facing his old team for the second time.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, D-Jax doesn't forget that sort of stuff. So I like Robert Griffin III to hit some big plays down the field in the passing game and then get out and run for a few yards as well.
Now, unlike us who do our damage on cable, the gentleman sitting across from me gets that big network check. And that's why he's going to spend that big money on Aaron Rodgers, the most expensive quarterback in the daily leagues.
Yeah, I'm going to give this one to American Ninja Warrior. They can go ahead and take the bill for this one. $9,000 for Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers, you look, go hard or go home. You got to go out there and get the best quarterback. That's my philosophy. I want him because I know he wants to clean up that image that he had last week against the Buffalo Bills. Get this offense believing again that they are the high-powered offense. They are the high-powered offense that, of course, when you look at Aaron Rodgers, 24-plus fantasy points in 7 of the last 9 games. That's a lot of fantasy points. That means he's slinging the rock.
I do not have ninja money. I like to stack them deep and sell them cheap. I am a budget-conscious thrift shopper, which is why I love Pierre Thomas. $3,800, are you kidding me? In a PPR league, the fact this guy is one of Drew Brees' favorite targets, and you want to talk about yak. He is a yard-after-catch machine. Look at that, 91.8 scrimmage yards per game in the last 4 games versus the Falcons. He had nearly 100 of them against the Packers, against the Bears, I should say, the other week on Monday Night Football. That's a no-brainer for me. Akbar, you're going to actually budget yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to budget myself.
Spend all your money on the quarterback.
Yeah, look, you got to budget. Like, you know, there's a lot of people out there who do good budgeting, like myself. So, but yeah, Kenny Stills going up against
I see that
going against the Atlanta Falcons.
Fancy
look, they
watch.
Are down. They are down a second, one of their secondary guys in Robert Alford. I think they're going to expose that. You look at Drew Brees getting there, going to attack, using the speed of Kenny Stills to find those holes in that defense and beat those matchups. You watch Kenny Stills go out $5,700, is that right? $5,700?
That's what it says.
He'll give you a lot of bang for that for the points there.
$400 less, Marcus. Brandon LaFell and Bill Belichick's likely farewell to Rex Ryan from the AFC East.
Yeah, it seems like this is the way to go out. Why not do what Belichick does? You take a receiver, you take a player that was on someone else's scrap heap, and you turn him into a superstar. Why not do it against the Jets, who they have tormented for so many years? We have seen the number two target in that Patriots offense alternate between LaFell and Julian Edelman, but for the price at $5,300, Brandon LaFell should see a lot of targets, make some plays against the Jets secondary that's been questionable all year.
Fabs, we got a couple Saints in the mix. You like the other sideline and Harry Douglas, who for $5,600, maybe the number one target of Matt Ryan this
could
week.
Could be a steal. Julio Jones didn't practice all week. He's likely to be a game time decision. And if he can't go, Harry Douglas is going to be a very solid sleeper in traditional leagues, who I'll have to play against you, Money. But in daily leagues, for 5,600 bones, I will take that all day long against a bad Saints pass.
And not to mention, too, PPR factors into this as well. So you get those points, points per reception. That's why Kenny Steele.
PPR should be standard as far as I'm concerned.
You love PPR.
Wait, what does PPR stand for again?
Points per reception.
Thank you, Akbar. Yeah. Coming up next, the Fantasy Maverick Rank is, how much was that watch, Akbar? How much was that
point of asking me that?
Laying down the law with his likes and dislikes for championship weekend. This is the one and only Fantasy Live.
I didn't get your points.
The shoes. Still to come on NFL Fantasy Live, which quarterback can you count on when it matters most? We debate which gunslinger gives you the best chance to win your fantasy championship. Plus, could these fantasy stars matchups be cause for concern? Find out which players have us the most nervous to start in Week 16. And don't get stuck staring at your screen Saturday night. Ooh, alliteration. Kick back and relax, because we are going to help you set the perfect lineup right now as NFL Fantasy Live rolls on. Welcome back to NFL Fantasy Live, the official fantasy football show of the NFL. Money here with Akbar, Marcus, and the Hoff, Michael Fabiano. Gentlemen, it is time to talk about players that we are nervous to start this weekend. Big names that you will not have in your lineup, Marcus.
I'm going to go with Matt Forte. He makes me very, very nervous. This is a guy that I like to be the second half MVP of the fantasy season.
And?
It didn't quite happen. Partly because the Bears offense has fallen apart. Now this week, Jimmy Clausen is starting. I would expect the Lions are going to force the Bears to beat them through the air. They are going to do everything in their power to take away Matt Forte, which says a lot about a defense that is already pretty good at stopping the run. Lions have given up fewer than 40 rushing yards in each of the last three games. I am very, very concerned about Forte this week.
You are staying in the Windy City, Akbar, with your nervous player that you will not play this week.
Yeah, interesting enough. Well, not necessarily that I won't play. I'm just very, very nervous about him because Jimmy Clausen is going to be at quarterback, and, of course, he's going to be the number one target. So very easy to identify who to take away in the passing game. And, you know, like you were talking about, Marcus, when you look at the Chicago Bears, they're passing the ball a lot more than they are running the ball. And so when you look at that, you understand that Alshon Jeffrey is very much a part of this. And so who's going to be that other wide receiver? Perhaps Marquise. Maybe Marquise will step up and be that guy. But I'm nervous about how they're going to play and attack Jimmy Clausen.
Who would you rather start, Alshon Jeffrey or Marquise Wilson?
Alshon Jeffrey. Come on.
All right. Josh Gordon. Also nervous about starting him, gentlemen?
I am nervous about it. I was kind of dubious about his return this year anyway, just from missing so much time. But he looked great in that first week, and I almost had to eat my words. But since then, his targets have gone down. And until Johnny Manziel looks like he is something less than bewildered on the field, I'm just not confident putting Josh Gordon out there.
Yeah, that's 2 years from now.
Everyone was excited about Johnny football.
No, stop saying that.
Nobody's excited about him this week.
No, stop saying that, because I was clear in what I felt about Johnny Manziel. I said he's an exciting player to watch, but there's nothing I said that Johnny Manziel was going to go out there. In fact, what he did out there is exactly what I anticipated. Look, the NFL game is not something you just come in here and say, oh, I'm Johnny Manziel, I won the Heisman, I'm going to come out there and just start balling on guys. No, that doesn't happen, okay? So he affects Josh Gordon's production, and that's why I'm not playing Josh Gordon. I'm staying away from him. In fact, I'm going to reveal it now. He's going to be one of my trap players. How about that?
Well, this is very, very presidential of Akbar, right? Yes.
He had the finger done, like Dikembe Mutombo.
I'm done now.
If you missed all of that, Akbar loves Johnny Manziel this week. What are you nervous about?
My whole lineup against you this week in the NFL Fantasy Live Championship.
Why?
DeMarco Murray, hands. Marshawn Lynch playing Arizona. T.Y. Hilton did not practice. Alshon Jeffrey, Jimmy Clausen. Julio Jones did not practice.
So who's your DNP All-American?
What's going to end up happening is that I'm going to play Harry Douglas because Julio may not play. And I'm going to play Vincent Jackson because T.Y. is probably not going to play.
You have Peyton Manning.
And look at Peyton Manning's numbers over the last three games. Did you know that Connor Barth, the kicker of the Denver Broncos, has scored more fantasy points than Peyton Manning in the last 3 weeks. The kicker! Wow. Money. And you know what else I'm scared of?
What's that?
Your lineup.
Well, what do you mean? I got plenty of things to be nervous about in my lineup,
Look at this death squad that you've got going up against me this week.
I got plenty to worry about, Fabs. I did not build this lineup looking toward the Super Bowl. I mean, I got Drew Brees and Mark Ingram taking on Atlanta, that stout defense of the Falcons.
Calvin Johnson.
Eddie Lacy and Jordy Nelson against Tampa. Calvin Johnson's taking on the Bears.
Calvin Johnson.
Oh, my team won 11 games in the regular season, won my playoff game, and I am going to get slaughtered.
I'll tell you.
The DNP All-Stars.
Oh, it's a thing of beauty. Oh, that Week 16 starting lineup is a thing of beauty. All right, for more now, let's get it over to Adam Rank.
Thanks, Matt, and congratulations on your victory. And every week, I give the thumbs up and thumbs down to a wide variety of topics from Homeland to the new-look San Diego Padres. Will Meyer is one of my keepers, so I'm happy about that. And I finally saw the NXT TakeOver, and it was amazing. And you know what? I just realized I just gave a bunch of thumbs up, so it must be the holiday season. And in that spirit, here are four players I like for the coming week. And we start with Matt Ryan, who is the most high-scoring fantasy quarterback over the last 2 weeks. The most impressive part of Ryan's game is his ability to get it done on the road. He did it 2 weeks ago in Green Bay when I doubted him. And now he's in New Orleans where he has thrown for more than 300 yards in three consecutive games down on the bayou. Next up is Mark Sanchez. His consistency has lacked in the past few weeks, but he's got a great matchup this week at Washington where the hosts have allowed the second most touchdown passes this season. Washington also doesn't force a lot of turnovers either, which is good news for Sanchez who has struggled with turnovers over the course of the year. So he is an excellent start this week. Let's move on to the running back position and Joik Bell. The Bears were pretty good against the run earlier in the season, but teams have been very successful on the ground in recent weeks. And if this is one of those games that gets out of hand like a lot of folks expect, the Lions could grind out the clock in the second half, which would mean a lot of opportunities for Bell to put up points. And finally, I like Chuck Johnson this week. He's become the guy we thought Cordarrelle Patterson was going to be. But you know what? Johnson has averaged close to 20 yards per reception over the last month. And you have to like the Dolphins, who have been very generous to opposing receivers and quarterbacks. With Teddy Bridgewater having a homecoming in Miami, I really like this all the way around. But right now, let's take a look at some of my likes and dislikes for the week. Of course, Matthew Stafford. I still like Jeremy Hill. I feel this could be a chance where you might be chasing the points a little bit, but I still feel it's a pretty good start. Mike Wallace, Martellus Bennett. Now, after Jimmy Clausen makes his read to Alshon Jeffrey at first, if that doesn't work, he's going to be dumping the ball off a lot to the tight end. He did it a lot in Carolina. And to go down to the dislikes and some guys who I've relied on over the past couple of weeks, except for you, Jason Witten, you will always be my dislike tight end. And the 49er wide receivers, that's just, you want to avoid that at all costs. All right, when NFL Fantasy Live returns, if you're stuck on whom to start this weekend, why not let us experts do it for you? Up next, we're bringing some lucky fans a little fantasy nirvana. You can build a house, we can plan a... Oh, and by the way, if you want to hoist that championship trophy, 10 points from your quarterback is not going to cut it. We break down the toughest QB decisions right after this.
Just a reminder to double-check your lineups because on Saturday we have a special edition of Thursday Night Football. First, the Eagles take on the Redskins at 4 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network, followed by Chargers-Niners on NFL Network and CBS. NFL Total Access kickoff starts at 2 p.m. Eastern, so be sure to get your roster set. Welcome back to NFL Fantasy Live. Money here with the Hoff, Michael Fabiano. Now, earlier this week, we asked you fans in need of some help with your rosters to tweet us your lineup using the hashtag SetMyLineup. We picked out a couple of yous in need for championship weekend. Fabs, this is big time. These are championship game rosters that you are setting. We do not take this lightly. So, Dino, the Hall of Famer is going to win you a championship. Do you feel the responsibility?
Of course.
Okay, here
we go. I've been feeling it for years and years. And, Dino, to make it to the championship with those three quarterbacks?
Pretty impressive, huh?
That's some skill right there. You know, Money, I'm going to go with RG3.
How about that?
I'm getting crazy, man.
You're nutty.
Eli Manning has got a bad matchup against the Rams. And Cam, can you trust him against Cleveland? They have an underrated defense. At running back, no-brainer. Jamaal Charles is the number one guy. Number two, Alfred Morris.
Okay, against the Eagles.
And I know that his numbers have not been good lately, but if you look at what he's done in his career against Philadelphia, he's averaged over 10 fantasy points per game against them. The Eagles have allowed the fifth most fantasy points to home running backs this year. And Morris typically is better at home than he is on the road, especially when it comes to scoring touchdowns. So I'm going to stick with Alfred Morris and have confidence that he bounces back. At wide receiver, Golden Tate has got a great matchup against two.
The Chicago.
Yes, the team that you are very familiar with. And I'm going to go with Julian Edelman. Okay. I don't like the matchup because he has not had a lot of success in his career against the Jets, but I still like Edelman over the other three options. At tight end, I'm going with Travis Kelce, who is the best receiver in Kansas City. Have they had a wide receiver score a touchdown yet?
Not yet, no.
Not yet.
Two games left to try to make that happen.
That is unbelievable. And let's go to the flex starter, and I'm going to go with Steven Jackson.
Okay.
I like the matchup against the New Orleans Saints. They've been rotten against the run all season long. It's going to be a high-scoring game, and Steven Jackson has actually played well from a fantasy standpoint over the last 3 weeks, so this is your lineup.
All right, looks good. And Justin Tucker, the Panthers, in there because Dino only had one defense and kicker.
Let's go get him, Dino.
With great power comes great responsibility, Jeff Mack. So I am here for you. Clearly, Colin Kaepernick has been on the schnod. I love the matchup inside the Superdome for Matt Ryan and the Falcons. So regardless of who his pass-catching options are, I am good starting Matt Ryan over Cap against the Chargers. Running backs, even though it's not the best matchup, you still got to go with Marshawn Lynch. He's the reason why you are in the championship round in the first place. This is a tough one because I do love how much they're giving the ball to Jonathan Stewart. Miami's defense has been letting them down, which means they're falling behind quite a bit. They're trying to pass the ball a lot more. Still, I'm going to go with Lamar Miller.
The matchup against Minnesota.
Exactly. It's a better matchup, especially because they're having some issues at the quarterback position in Minnesota. So maybe that defense gets back and rights their wrongs. As for the wide receivers, this is a tough collection. We start with Roddy White because clearly why would I take Matt Ryan if I'm not going to take Roddy White, who's going to likely be his number one target this week. And look at this, 70-plus reception yards in three of the last four road games. I love that it's indoors. I love that the NFC South is going to ride on this game, and I love that Roddy White has been there, done that. One of the most consistent receivers in the NFL since he was drafted out of the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
The Blazers
with the Dragon, who sadly, shame on you, State of Alabama, disbanded their football program earlier this year. So a little bit of love for the college football there and Roddy White. The other wide receiver position, you know what? I like DeSean Jackson. I'm going to go ahead and watch him as a downfield threat against that Eagles squad, and I think that's just going to be a high-scoring affair. Larry Donnell or Rob Gronkowski? I'm going to go ahead and put Gronk in there.
Difficult.
Kicker, since we're down here already, I'm going to go Dan Bailey. I just love that matchup with the Colts. I think there's going to be a lot of points in that Cowboy-Colt game. For the defense, this is a tough one because the Cardinals have been consistent all season. I love their return game, but the Packers defense has to right their wrongs on the road.
In Tampa.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. In Tampa against Josh McCown and a team that's actually played a lot better. But I'm going to take the Packers in this one. As for the flex, you mentioned that you're going with Steven Jackson. I typically like to go running back in the flex, but high-scoring game. High-scoring game. I'm going Marcus Colston to get you at least a touchdown there, Jeff.
So I guarantee Jeff will be watching New Orleans and Atlanta and maybe listening to Matt Money Smith.
There you go. I'll be on the radio call for that game out there in the Superdome. I'll see you at Drago's or the Camellia Grill. All right, for more on the QB position, let's throw it over to Marcus Grant.
Thank you, Money. Marcus here with Adam and Akbar, and we're going to break down the quarterback position for Week 16. So we'll take a look now at the top QB starts on NFL.com. You see the list there. Of course, Drew Brees sitting at the top of that matchup against the Falcons coming up this week. Andrew Luck, who's been so good, kind of drops down a little bit against the Cowboys. See Matt Stafford, Tony Romo. But we'll start
with that Peyton Manning stuff, too.
What?
He's a top five.
All right. Even though he's been struggling lately. All right. Okay. But we'll start at the bottom of that list, though. Russell Wilson, the guy who has scored fewer than 20 points in three of his last four games. Now he's going up against a tough Cardinals defense in a game that means a whole lot for the NFC West. Would you trust starting him this week?
This is one of those games I feel like we're going to be looking at that's going to end up 6-9. It's going to be a lot of field goals, not a lot of touchdowns. So to start Russell Wilson, to me, it would raise the level of concern a little bit.
Yeah, I would go ahead and just tell you flat out. I'm very scared, and so I would say no, don't start Russell Wilson. And the reason why, you look at his production in the air. I mean, yeah. He's got seven games this year under 200 yards. That's a lot of games under 200 yards he's thrown the ball in the air. Then, of course, you mentioned his last couple of games here, two out of the last three games, not a lot of production. Yes, he has the ability to get out there and use his mobility, but this is the Arizona Cardinals defense, and they are very tough. We know that they can secure that perimeter, and then they got two outstanding cornerbacks that can be able to stop their below satisfactory wide receiver core.
Yeah, because he makes his noise on the ground, and the Cardinals have the athletes to stop that. So I'd say don't start him.
Yeah, especially the Honey Badger expected to be back this week, too. That could certainly change a lot with how they defend the Seahawks passing game. Robert Griffin III showed signs of life last week. I mentioned him as a guy I like in daily leagues. Are you bold enough to start him, though, with a fantasy championship on?
I'm sorry, what was the name that you said?
RG3.
Robert Griffin III. Oh, RG3.
Yes.
The guy who scored 16 points against the New York Giants, huh?
That's the guy.
I'm not buying it. That was just his game coming back, and he's starting to feel himself a little bit. I mean, he got loose with it. I have to give him his credit. He looked very good. But I think his confidence is rattled. I look at the way he kind of slings the ball out there. He's kind of still second-guessing himself. And now, you know, you look at this matchup against the Eagles. The Eagles, you know, look, this defense, they haven't been tight. They've been up and down. But I say the Eagles come after 47 sacks so far this season. They're going to come after RG3.
But it's the Eagles. They've allowed the third most fantasy points to. Can't you see that on the screen right there? Third most fantasy points.
Yeah, but they also bring it. That's the fantasy aspect of it. But in reality, they're going to be bringing heat. And we know that when RG3 gets a lot of pressure, he starts doing that moving and dicing and moving around. And all of a sudden, everything falls to play. And then Jay Gruden's going to be talking about him again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like that Jay Gruden needs to be on Twitter. Just to rip all of his players, that would be the best.
I think we would all think it's a parody account if he were
actually. No, it's got to be a verified account by Jay Gruden.
What did Herm Edwards say?
You play to win.
No, don't press send.
Switching over to San Diego, Phillip Rivers has been up and down the last few weeks. I was big on the Baron of the Bolo tie earlier in the season. He seems to have lost his title in that respect. Keenan Allen is out this
week.
He is still wearing the Bolos, but Keenan Allen is out this week. Can you trust Phillip Rivers against the 49ers on Saturday?
I like this start. I would start Phillip Rivers this week. I feel this is going to be a huge game for him because when we talk about reality, the 49ers, they're FedExing this game in. They're gone into full Freddie Mitchell mode, and this team played their Super Bowl last week against Seattle, put out a pretty good effort, came up short. Now the season's over. Jim Harbaugh can end up either in Michigan or Oakland or with the Los Angeles Rams, wherever he's going to be. It doesn't seem like he's going to be back in San Francisco. So I expect this team just to, you know what, not play, not show up. And Phillip Rivers and the Chargers still have something to play for. So I expect them to have a really good game.
Look, the 49ers, they haven't looked well. They've looked a little sick as of late. But you also have to look at Phillip Rivers as well. His production hasn't been very good at all. You look at that game against the Oakland Raiders, that still stuck in my head. Didn't put up a lot of fantasy points there. You look at the game against New England, the game against Denver, not a lot of good fantasy production. And I look at those defenses, and I look at the San Francisco 49ers defense. Yes, they may not be well, but those defenses are definitely better than the Oakland Raiders. So I say stay away from Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers
is going to let you down. Then he doesn't have Keenan Allen. That's one option he doesn't have.
Royal.
The defense has not been the biggest issue, although the offense in San Francisco not being able to produce has probably hurt that defense the last couple of weeks. So we'll see how
it goes. Fair enough.
Bad time for some top quarterbacks to go through
some struggles.
I don't
like any of them to answer your question.
There you go. There's Akbar's.
Trust nobody.
If you want some of our top QB starts for daily leagues this weekend, be sure to visit NFL.com/now to download the app for free. That content exclusive to NFL Now viewers. Now, don't touch that dial because up next, we've got some sleepers you can trust to put up monster points. See which sleeping giants we say will wake up and wreak havoc this weekend.
Time now for Sunday Gems presented by Marcus Solo.
Every kiss begins with K.
Hey, Joe.
That was way too deep.
Welcome back to NFL Fantasy Live. Money here with our barbershop quartet. Gentlemen, it is time to talk about some sleepers for championship week. Saturday and Sunday gems in this particular case. Babs, where are we starting?
I don't sing, but I'll give you a sleeper, and that's Jordan Matthews going up against the Washington Redskins. Great matchup this week. Washington's pass defense has struggled. Matthews has a receiving touchdown in three straight road games.
All right, how about another wide receiver, Ock? Bar. star.
I'm going to go with Malcolm Floyd, one of the best in, as far as making big-time plays. You know, you talk about an explosive player, a little over 17 yards in explosive plays, yards per game. I'm going to go with Malcolm Floyd going good against the 49ers.
Adam, you want to keep it going in that game?
You know, I like that pick. Malcolm Floyd's a pretty good option. I also like Eddie Royal in that game, too. He's a little bit cheaper in your daily fantasy league, so I'm looking at him.
All right, so those are Saturday gems. It's typically called Sunday gems. Marcus, yeah, how about a Sunday gem?
I'm going to go with Lamar Miller because the Viking run defense has been awful over the last 6 weeks or so.
All right, and I'll go Alex Smith for a Sunday gem up against the Steelers. Depleted secondary, looks like, in that game. Okay. Much better option than a lot of those big-name quarterbacks out there in your championship weeks. Speaking of which, we'll see you Sunday morning for the pregame version of NFL Fantasy Live, starting at 11:30 Eastern on NFL Now and the NFL Red Zone channel. All the latest injury news and fantasy analysis leading up to kickoff.